Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As we will every week, and we told you that through last year, we had that class of 2018. Anytime a player commits to Miami, University of Miami, a lot of people ask, hey, let's get him on. And I'll tell you what, one of the guys that will potentially get here in a year or so is a decent athlete, a guy who plays for a winning program out of Jacksonville, Marcus Crowley. He joins us this evening from Trinity Christian. Marcus, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yes, sir. Anytime.
You know what? It's seems like Miami and Jacksonville are getting closer and closer together. I mean, you know, earlier in the year, like 2 weeks ago, we talked to Jeremiah from Fletcher, who's a commitment as well as yourself in the deal. Now yourself, yes, Will sir. Mallory. I mean, it's going to be. I mean, you get down here, it's just going to be like hanging out in Jacksonville. You're going to have all these friends. This has got to be exciting for you. You know, especially to make a commitment this early on and to know for sure that you see a program that's really on the rise.
Yes, sir. It's always nice to have a lot of people from in town at that school that I'm going to. You know, it feels like home a lot, so...
You know, I take a look at you and a lot of guys that I've watched over the years in that program under Coach Dorminey at Trinity. I mean, just an awesome program, great people around it, tremendous coaching. Talk about that environment and how it's molded you and gotten you ready for this next level.
Well, I've been there since ninth grade. So, I mean, it's like, I don't know how to explain. It's just a whole different, another brand of football.
Right.
We all play for each other. We all love each other. You know, we'll do anything for each other, really.
Yeah.
And that's what the coaches teach us there. Be physical and play hard as you can. Love one each other.
You grew up in a situation where this team has been winning for a while. I mean, marquee kids going all over the place, Ohio State, Florida State, Florida. How much have you learned from that? Because you've been there now going on four years, and watching all the tremendous kids in the past when you were younger get those scholarships and go on to the next level. How much have you learned from that process?
I learned a lot. You know, we had a lot of kids. Well, before me, it was, you know, Victor Alexander and all them, Ben Edwards. But I got to play with Sean Wade and DJ Matthews, Rasheed Martin, and all them boys, you know, they were outstanding athletes. Tyreek Johnson, they all went to big colleges, you know. But they just told me to be humble, wait my time, and good things are going to happen for me.
Marcus Crowley joining us, Jacksonville Trinity Christian, tremendous football talent. You take a look also at guys like Quarterman and Pinckney and guys who, as I mentioned, Will Mallory, guys that have joined this team over the last 2-3 years and the success they've had, you know, in a really good conference, playing some really good football. How much do you follow that? I mean, as far as knowing who they are and following these guys and following some of the others, how much do you follow college football?
Well, I follow college football pretty well. I mean, all them boys, Will Mallory, all them boys are going to Miami. So it's like I look up to them a lot, especially Will. Like, I always hang out with Will. That's my boy right there. And Pinckney and Shaq.
Yeah.
I mean, them boys are real cool, too. So.
Small area. Everybody knows everybody in the First Coast there. I mean, but there's some really good teams. I mean, you look at Bowles and Reigns, especially being a public school, has kind of turned up their volume over the last couple of years, a really good program. You play usually in 7-on-7s and things with those guys as well?
Yeah, a lot of kids from around town I play with. Yeah, a lot of kids from Reigns, Bowles, and yeah, I play with a lot of them.
And you're not far from Georgia, so you guys get to go up there. I mean, that's like a day trip back and forth here. It'd take you a week to get there from down here. But, I mean, you guys get to mix in with a lot of the Southern Georgia athletes who are really good. The kids from Valdosta and those type of athletes, they usually come into Northern Florida. I mean, the talent is amazing. I mean, from the north part of Florida all the way down to the south. When you look at this area in South Florida, what kind of athletes, you know, because you've competed against some of these guys before?
I competed against a lot of good athletes, and I played with a lot of good athletes. I mean, the talent in Florida is the best.
Yep.
I mean, better than California, Texas. I don't care what you say. You just, it's not the same.
Nope.
We play a whole nother brand of football in Florida, period.
Yep, I agree.
A whole nother skill level.
Marcus Crowley joining us, University of Miami Commitment 2019. Now the question everybody wants to know is, How was the decision made? What was the influencing? What was the determining factor? What was went into your decision to say, hey, you know what? I want to go to Coral Gables and play there for 4 years.
Well, over the summer, I went to the Paradise Camp.
Nice.
And I got to see some stuff and go through the drills and talk to the coaches. And it was really nice. And then I got offered at the camp. That's when I got my offer.
Nice.
So over the season, the coaches is like, the coaches were like, talk to me and all that. And, you know, Coach Harley took some visits up to the school. And I was just, through that whole process, I was talking to my coaches and my parents. So, I mean, it came down to it. I took some visits up there, went to some games, and it was just like home. It was amazing.
Did you go to the Notre Dame and Virginia Tech game?
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm saying. That's where you don't even have to be a car salesman. You can sell that car right there because that's what it's going to be like. I know that, you know, Coach Rick is a fun guy. I mean, I watch him. I watch him coach. I see the coaching staff that he's built. It seems like a really, really nice position to be in. And I know you're excited to be a part of that in this class of 2019. Looking darn good already. You know, I look at some of the guys on there, and it's only growing. I'll tell you what, Marcus, you picked a pretty nice school to commit to, and certainly we'll be following you and rooting you on all year, and we thank you so much for taking the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, Marcus Crowley, Trinity Christian.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.